Some food shoppers in California getting an unwanted surprise this week. Listen.
I thought normally, like, salmonella recently has been, like, linked to what, like, tomatoes. And I know eggs sometimes and chicken sometimes. I've never heard it linked to turkey. So this is new for me.
Turkey and salmonella, the shock there from Nabil Mahmoud, a food shopper in L.A. That's from the Associated Press. It's all related to a salmonella outbreak where one person is dead, at least 76 fallen ill from a salmonella outbreak at a Cargill facility in Arkansas. 36 million pounds of ground turkey has now been recalled. Joining us is William Newman, New York Times business reporter. Good morning, William.
Good morning.
So, you know, some people might be surprised to learn that Cargill is involved in the meat business, but of course they're everywhere in agriculture. Describe, first of all, the nature of this outbreak and the government's response.
Sure. People started getting sick back in March, and it takes a while for these isolated cases to show up as an outbreak. But now we've got something like 76 people sick. One person in California died. It's all across the country because this is a product that's distributed nationwide. It's a type of salmonella that is resistant to several antibiotics, which can make it more difficult to treat. And there's some evidence that resistant salmonella may be more virulent, which may be part of what's going on here, that this is a particularly virulent bug.
And we should note that the one death reported from this outbreak was in California.
That's right.
Yeah. So how do we distinguish between virulence and, you know, the resistance?
There is a possibility that they're connected in these things. I think that one thing that people need to understand is that poultry typically, it's quite common for the poultry you buy in the store to have bacteria on it, dangerous bacteria, salmonella, campylobacter, listeria sometimes. And it's not illegal for it to be there when you're buying it. The understanding is that consumers will cook it and kill the bacteria. But when it comes to ground turkey, for instance, something like 10 to 15% of ground turkey that's tested has salmonella in it. And much of that is often resistant to antibiotics.
All right. So resistance to antibiotics is one thing, but resistance to being heated to 160 degrees, is this a case of people not cooking the meat well enough, or that toxins actually defy the actual cooking process?
No, if you cook it, you kill it. It can't survive past 165 degrees. But a couple of things happen. It may be that in some or many cases, people weren't cooking the turkey enough. Maybe they're making turkey burgers and they don't think to check the temperature. But often what happens is what they call cross-contamination in the kitchen. The bacteria is on the meat. If you're making a hamburger patty and you don't wash a turkey burger patty and you don't wash your hands afterwards and then you make a salad, the salmonella from the turkey can get on to the other food you're eating. Or if you use the same cutting board or don't wash a spoon or what have you, it can spread in the kitchen, and that's often what happens.
So it's the old cutting board vector scenario here.
Exactly.
Let's talk about what public health officials have mentioned to me on a couple of occasions, that salmonella is ubiquitous, but the trigger that really turns it into an outbreak is immune systems that can get overwhelmed by sort of huge populations of salmonella in particular food sources. If you're talking about virulent or resistant salmonella, the triggers and the numbers of salmonella that can actually cause a fatality, it seems to me, go down in that instance.
Yeah, we don't know yet why this is this turned into an outbreak. If you've got 10 or 15% of all the turkey burger ground turkey that's being sold has some kind of salmonella on it, a lot of that is out there. It gets cooked away, and you don't see this spike in cases. It's not clear yet why this particular bug led to an outbreak. It could be that there's a lot more of it on the meat for some reason, so there's a high bacterial load. It could be that this particular bug is just somehow stronger or more virulent, and we still don't know.
Well, with all of those questions, it certainly would argue for separating your utensils used to deal with meat and used to doing with vegetables, and of course washing in every stage. I'm curious as to why the government took so long to raise this issue.
That that's a great question, and I'm still asking and looking for answers. What we know now is that it was in late May that the government first noticed that there was a spike in cases and there was the first inkling of an outbreak. That's not unusual because there's hundreds or thousands of cases reported around the country all the time, and it takes a while for them to say, oh, hey, this is an unusual number of cases of this particular organism, tied to this organism. But it was also in late May that they began to get evidence that one particular plant, this plant in Springdale, Arkansas, belonging to Cargill, also was producing turkey that had the exact same pathogen in it. And why it took them from May until the beginning of August to act is the question that we're still asking, and we don't have the answers yet.
On the sort of preventive side, does the government have clear instructions for consumers, aside from just cook everything and wash your hands occasionally, on dealing with this, as we seem to have incidences proliferating over the last decade?
I think a lot of people don't realize that there is bacteria on their food. I mean, some people who deal with this stuff all the time say you should just sort of treat all of your food, and especially the meat you buy, as though it was contaminated. Sort of a grim thought. But the government is out there sort of doing, you know, they have websites and programs to try and educate people. But I think a lot of people don't realize that when they bring turkey burger into the house or a chicken, that they need to be careful about how they handle it. I mean, you cook it, it's fine. You handle it properly, there's no problem. But I think a lot of people sort of miss a step there.
Well, a farmer will tell you, if you have spent any time on a farm and see where and how a food comes from, you'd probably wash your hands a lot more, as farmers certainly do. William Newman, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
William Newman is a New York Times business reporter talking about the salmonella outbreak in ground turkey that has shut down a Cargill factory in Arkansas, led to 76 illnesses and one person dead in California. Thanks, Bill.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.